It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Tiffany Bruner, Director of Middle College of the Ozarks Technical College. Dr. Bruner, what is Middle College and how and why was it developed?
Middle College was developed in 2008 because of the increased dropouts in Springfield Public Schools. And Dr. Higdon, who was the chancellor at OTC at the time, got together with the superintendent of Springfield Public Schools at that time, Dr. Ritter, and they actually traveled around the country to try to find a model of education that would work well in Springfield. And they settled on the Middle College model. It's very unique. It's the only model like it, not only in the state of Missouri, but mostly in the Midwest. What it does is it takes students that are juniors and seniors. Initially, it started with students that were at risk of dropping out of school. But today, it's really morphed into students that need that additional help and support and credit accumulation in high school, but also students that are interested in career and technical education. And then recently, we've had 4 students that have graduated with an Associate of Arts degree as a senior in high school. So it's kind of morphed and developed into a little bit more than just helping dropouts in Southwest Missouri.
That's pretty impressive. Now, is a student referred to Middle College, or can they just decide to apply?
The school district that a student attends has to be a consortium partner with OTC, but those partnerships are Springfield Public Schools, Republic, Rogersville, Sparta, Nixa, and Everton have sent students to Middle College.
Do they have to pay tuition?
There's a $60 fee that students pay, but that we pay for all their college textbooks, any uniforms, supplies they may need, anything that's really going to help bolster their academic success. And students can be self-referred as long as they're part of that consortium district.
Well, that's great. And how about transportation?
Springfield Public Schools, for instance, you can ride a bus that goes to OTC. They can catch that bus, and that will take them to Middle College. It also serves the Career Center as well. We also hand out bus passes very frequently for students that may need additional help with transportation.
Now, in these other consortium schools like Everton, that's a ways away.
That is a ways away. Now, a student from there would have to have transportation to get there.
What kind of programs are available for these students?
We have a lot of great programs for students. Anything that involves career and technical education, so that hands-on learning, electronic media production, culinary, construction, welding, anything that's very hands-on in those fields. We are also offering students an opportunity to take general education classes to get ahead and get accelerated and really find some success developing a college transcript. And then they're also working on their high school credits as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of additional support besides just classroom instruction do these students receive?
Well, they receive a lot of support because, as you can imagine, students come in at different academic levels. So we have a partnership with the United Way. They support a learning lab that gives students an opportunity to go in anytime during the day. But there's also a lot of barriers involved in education that have nothing to do with academics. In our community, it's sad to say, but we do have a lot of kids that don't have enough support. So we help with food, clothing, counseling. Any kind of barrier to mitigate an issue in education, we try to find and foster a way to help the students. Our classes are really small, so our instructors know the students really well and can often tell and field what students need in terms of additional support.
You mentioned United Way. Do you partner with volunteer organizations? Do you have volunteers that maybe help tutor?
We have additional partnerships or grants, really. One is with the Junior League of Springfield. We take a group of female students over twice a year, and they get to meet these great role models and women that are supportive, and they have lunch, and then they go in and they get to shop at the Platt door, which is kind of funny because a lot of our students that attend don't have a mother that's taking them shopping. So to have this successful woman go, "This looks great on you, you can do this," it's
great.
Very empowering for our young girls.
And have you been able to quantify your successes with Middle College?
We have. For the past 4 years, we've had 100% graduation rate for all of our senior students. That's kind of a phenomenal percentage. We just firmly believe that We don't want to leave any student behind, and really our staff works extra hard to make sure that everybody's in the boat with us on that magical day of graduation.
Oh. Yeah. And finally, how could a listener get more information?
You could go to the OTC website and just type in Middle College. That will provide a lot of information. That's probably going to be the best source of information. You can call our office, 417-447-6992. You could talk to a school counselor. All of those are available options.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Bruner. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest has been Dr. Tiffany Bruner, director of OTC's Middle College. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.